Number one is found on page one in the right margin. To whom does the word refer? That you can find in the text because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, on the front row here, and the Word became flesh, God in flesh, and dwelt among us. So if you read that very carefully, it'd be pretty easy to say, well, that's referring to Jesus, right? Now, the bigger issue is, why is the word, Word, used to refer to Jesus? There's the best way I can explain that. If you and I were to have lunch together, we had never met ever, a mutual friend said, I'd love for you guys to meet, and so I've been told what you look like, you've been told what I look like. And so there we are, we're gonna meet. I'm there maybe the first one at the restaurant, and I see you by description, and I do like this, and you look at me, oh, that's got to be Randy, and you wave, and we come and we sit down. We're sitting down together, and as we're sitting there, I wave, you wave back, and we stare at each other for about 5 minutes till the waiter or waitress comes, and then I order my food, you order your food, and we've ordered our food now. And then we eat a little bit and lick our lips at each other and kind of good, you know, and then we finish and we get our bill, we pay our bill, and we walk out. Then you meet the mutual friend, and the mutual friend says to you, did you meet Randy? Yeah, we did have lunch. Did you get to know him? No, I did not get to know him at all. Well, why not? And you would say, because not a what? Word was spoken. What does the Word do? Jesus is the Word between the Father God and his creation, mankind. How do we get to know God? It's through the Word. That's the use of the Word and why it's used.